This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America, urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro zvita 15/2014. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vanosara vari panyanga apo mutungamiri wenyika vari pazororo.
MDCT inodoma vanyori vemapazi akasiyana-siyana zvichitevera musangano weNational Council mukupera kwesvondo.
Zimbabwe yotarisa remangwana rayo munyaya dzemitemo zvichitevera kupera kwemitemo yematunhu yakapera nezuro.
Iyi ndiyo imwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vatanga zororo ravo repagore nhasi sezvavanoita makorose vachienda kunyika dzekumabvazuva. VaMugabe vakabuda munyika nezuro vachisiya mutevedzeri wavo wekutanga vaEmerson Munangagwa vari panyanga kekutanga muupenyu hwavo. VaMugabe vanotarisirwa kudzoka pakati pemwedzi wandira gore rinotevera. Mutungamiri wenyika vakasarudza vaMunangagwa navaPelekezela Mpoko kuita vatevedzeri vavo svondo rapfuura mushure mekudzinga amai Joyce Mujurubasa vachiti vainge vava kuda kuvapirigura pachigaro. VaMunangagwa munhu agara aine shungu dzekuva mumwe wevatevedzeri vavaMugabe. Nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo dzinoti vaMunangagwa havana zvitsva zvavanoita zvakange zvisingaitwe naamai Mujuru kana vaMugabe vari pazororo. Ntungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 aita hurukuro nenyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo uye varichipanga mazano musangano reHuman Rights Watch vadeva mavhinga kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Zvingareva hazvo kuti mukana wavawana wekuti vafare vakabata matomo vari pachigaro. Asi chavachakurumidza kuonawo vaMunangagwa ndechekuti kubatiswa matomo vakuru vanoti kunzi dzipakate hanzi kudzidziridze zvishoma zvavanokwanisa kuita zvine mutsauko, nekuti hapana chimwe chikuru chavangaita vakabata matomo. Vanotongomirira bedzi kuti vanhu vari kuzororo kana vaMugabe vadzoka ndivo vanokwanisa vega semutungamiri wenyika kuita zvinhu zvakawanda zvinosanganisira kuita sangano yekabinete yemaminista, zvinosanganisira kupinda mune nhaurirano nedzimwe nyika dzepasi rose kana kunyora zvimwe zvitenderano kana kugadza makurukota nevamwewo. Zvese izvi mubati wechigaro vaMunangagwa vakwanisi kuzviita.
Hapana zvimwe zvishungu here zvavanogona kutora vaMunangagwa semunhu akafanobata chigaro?
Hapana zvachose zvisungo zvavangatore kana kupinda kana dzimwe mhiko dzavangatore, nekuti chiripo chete ndechekuti vakangobata matomo vakamirira kuti vaMugabe vadzoke kubva kuzororo. Zvizhinji zvinoitwa nenyika zvinotomirira mukuru wenyika. Nekudaro iko zvino tingangoti semutsva wetsambo vanogona kuti vafare chaizvo nematomo avapiwa, asi kungopakatiswa chete havakwanisi kuridza zvachose.
Saka uku kufanobata chigaro nezita chete, hapana kana basa rinoitwa navaMugabe vaMunangagwa vanogona kuita vaMugabe vasipo?
Hapana zvachose. Bumbiro remutemo rinoti iro kunze kwekunge makurukota emukabhineti vakawanda vacho vanyora chibvumirano chekuti mubati wechigaro angaite zvakati kana zvakati, vaMunangagwa havakwanisi kana kutuma mauto kuti vaite chimwe chinhu, havakwanisi kana kunyorerana zvibvumirano nedzimwe nyika, havakwanisi kugadza gurukota mukabhineti kana kubisa gurukota, havakwanisi kana kana kuti vashandure zvanga zviripo kana kuti vati mukati mekabinet uiwe chiita zvakati iwe chiita zvakati havatokwanisi kuti vagare cabinet mukuru wenyika asipo ndo dambudziko riripo rekuti chikuru chavangaita chinenge chiri chekuti vangoonekera chete kuti zvinzi pane aripo akabata matomu evakuru venyika asi masimba chaiwo chaiwo vamugabe vaenda navo kuzororo.
Vadhama Vinga vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika uye vari chipanga mazana musangano reHuman Rights Watch vanga vachitaura vari parunare natungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muJohannesburg, South Africa. Direct from Washington, the
voice of America, VOA. MDC inotungamirwa navamugen tsvangirai inoti musangano wayo weNational Council wakaitwa nemugovera wakabudirira zvikuru uye wakakwanisa kutambira zvesungo zvakabuda paCongress yebato yakaitwa mukupera kwagumiguru. Mutauriri webato iri vaObert Gutu vanoti National Council yebato ravo yakatambira kuvandudzwa kwebumbiro rebato pamwe nekudomwa kwenhengo dzichange dzichibata zvigaro mapazi akasiyana-siyana. VaGutu vanoti musangano uyu wakapawo mukana kumutungamiri webato vaMorgan Tsvangirai kuti vadome nhengo 15 dzinopinda muNational Executive.
Nhengo idzi dzinosanganisira vaGideon Shoko, vaJob Sikala, vaNelson Chamisa, vaEddie Cross, vaElias Mudzuri, amai Stembile Mulotshwa nevamwe. VaTsvangirai vakadomawo zvakare nhengo 21 dzichabata zvigaro zvevanyori vemapazi akasiyana-siyana sezvinodiwa nebumbiro remitemo yebato iri. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaGutu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Takatanga nomusangano weNational Council. Musangano uyu wanga uri wokupedzisa basa rakanga rafirirwa patakaita National Congress yedu yeChina, 4th National Congress. Nhengo dzose dzinofanira kunge dziripo, nyika yose dzakanga dziripo. Ndinofarawo kutaura kuti kwava kune vamiririri veprovhinsi yekusouth Africa vanokwana vana kana vashanu vakauya pakataurwa zvinodzama maererano nebasa rakanga rasara paCongress kunyanya-nyanya nyaya dzatinotidzo muchirungu maconstitutional amendments awo anova akaindoswa akagadziriswa. Zvangosara kwasara kuti vanonyora nyanzvi dziya dzichanyora constitution dzichadzenge dzaakutora zvakagadziriswa musi wemugovera dzonyora dzobuda neconstitution new one yemusangano weMDC.
Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti iwo musangano wenyu uyu makatora mukana wekudoma vanyori vanenge vachizomirira bato renyu mumapazi akasiyana-siyana. Mungatiudza pamusoro pazvo?
Ichokwadi, mutungamiriri webato vaMorgan Tsvangirai vakadoma vanyori vatinoti muchirungu maportfolio secretary vachange vachimiririra bato muNational Executive. Asi ndodazve kutanga kutaura kuti president vedu vaTsvangirai vakadomazve vanhu 15 vachange vachipinda muNational Executive. Vanhu ava vari 15 kudaro vanhu vanonzi vapinde muNational Executive vachidomiwa mazita avo naPresident.
Zvii zvitsva zvamungatarisira kune ivo vanhu vamataura ava zvingashandurwa tichitarisa kuti vamwe vanga vachigunun'una kuti bato reMDC rinenge ranga rakuti netei madhonzera aranga richiita munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika?
Mukana toona varume nevakadzi nevamwe vakapuwa maportfolio committees kuti vatungamirire vanhu vanonziwo matonza chaivo pamusangano, vanhu vanoziva gwara romusangano, vanhu vane unyanzvi hwakasiyana-siyana zvichienderana nemaportfolio avakapiwa. MDC pari zvino yakasunga dzinobata nokuti tinoona kuti varume nevakadzi avava vanhu vane unyanzvi zvekuti vanezenge vachikwenenzvera mapolicies ebato redu kuti nguva nenguva tinenge tichiti isu hatichazvioni sebato rinopikisa chete, taakutozviona sebato rakamirira kutonga.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDC vaObert Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, mutauriri weMDC Renewal Team vaJacob Mafume vanoti nhengo dzavo dziri kuoneswa chamutavanhava nevatsigiri vebato reMDC team musha wechitungwiza. VaMafume vanoti imwe nhengo yebato ravo yarohwa zvakaipisisa mangwana nanhasi uye itori kuchipatara cheAvenues Clinic kwairi kurapwa. Vamafume vanoti vatsigiri veMDCT vanozivikanwa nenhengo dzavo uye vari kutichitungwiza musha usingafanirwe kugarwa nenhengo dzeRenewal Team. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Taita dambudziko rokuti vamwe vedu ava vanenge vakuita zvinoitwa nevanhu vezano zvokurova vanhu kana vachiita mameeting. Saka tine Orange Day redu kuchitungwiza. Vanhu vachisangana vakapfeka matisheti edu eorange akanyorwa kunzi Renewal. Vava kubva pamusangano vamulambo vanova vamwe memba yeNational Working Council yedu vakabatwa vakarohwa zvakasimbarara nevakomana veMDCT. Varohwa kudaro tavaendesa kuchipatara. Takafunga kuti kuda zvinhu zvangoitika nemunhu ari overzilla. Nhasi makuseni pane vamwe vanga vachifamba vachipfuura pamashops ekuel vanozivikanwa kunzi vari kusapota bato redu abva arohwa makumbo akadambuka tsinga yegumbo kutaura izvozvi ari muAvenues Clinic apa anyorwa futi nevakomana venhengo rebato remdc vachangirai. Tiri kushamisika kuti ko nyaya yekurovana iyi yabva kupi. Tatichiri kungoita mamiting edu zvakanaka pasina mhirizhonga pasina ari kuti disturba. Tatishamisa kuti ndivo vatotanga nekurovana nesu.
Chii chaita kuti mufunge kuti nyaya iyi ine chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika?
Matauriro avari kuita vari kutaura kuti imimi muri kusapota zveRenewal, imimi makapuhwe imari nehurumende, imimi vakasungisa vamwe vedu vakarova vamwe venyu kusvika vabuda, hatikuregedzei. Vakomana vatinoziva vanoita zvepolitics hapana kana chikwereti chavakakurukana nevakomana ivavo, hapana pavanosangana navo kunze kwezvepolitics. Ende kutozive vanhu vekurova kutoziva kuti ava vanhu vevatanga tichifamba navo pasina kana kukorekesana kana zvimwe zvipi zvanga zvakaitika pakati pavo.
Nyaya iyi maiisvitsa here kumaoko emapurisa uye pane vatu vasungwa here?
Nyaya iyi taisvitsa kumapurisa. Pane hwani asungwa, vamwe vake vaiza. Mapurisa ari kumanya nokutsvaga vamwe vacho kuti vavadane vavabvunze kuti kuo izvi vari kuzviitirei.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDC Renewal Team vaJacob Mafume vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Studio 7 yabata mutauriri weMDC Tivaobet Gutu kuti tinzwewo divi rebato ravo panyaya iyi, asi vaGutu vati vanga vasati vanzwa nezvekurohwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa nhengo dzeRenewal Team.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti munokwanisawo kutibata pa 919 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Vanhu vakawanda vanonzi vatiza mumba yekudyira muSydney kuAustralia, umo mune murume ane zvombo ari kurambidza vanhu kubuda muLind Chocolate Cafe. Mapurisa emuAustralia anoti munhu akachengetedza vanhu ava zvine chisimba ndewekuIran uye achinzi Manharom Moniz. Mukuru wemapurisa muNew South Wales, Commissioner Andrew Scipione, ari kuramba kuti aya mabasa emagandanga, asi achibvuma kuti kumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu vari mumba yekudyira iyi kunogona kutora mazuva akati wandei kusati kwagadziriswa. Manharom Moniz aizivikanwa nerekuti Manteki Poreji asati achinja zita rake.
Muchuchisi wemuPhilippines ari kurovera mhosva muto weAmerica yekuuraya muna gumi guru, munhukadzi wemuPhilippines akazviita munhukadzi asi iye akazvarwa ari murume. Mhosva iyi yaturwa mudare redzimhosva zviri pamutemo nhasi kuna Private First Class Joseph Scott Pemberton. Chiitiko ichi chakonzera kuti vanhu vekuAmerica vavengwe munyika iyi vanhu vachiratidzira mumigwagwa. Muto uyu ari kupomerwa mhosva yekuuraya Jennifer Lord, uyo ane makore makumi maviri nematanhatu ekuberekwa. Achiri murume ainzi Jeffrey. vachitaura paterevhizheni muchuchisi mukuru Emilile Dos Santos apomera Pemberton mhosva yekudzipa Jennifer ndokupedzisira auroveresa musoro wake pachimbuzi. Akawanikwa aine mhosva iyi, Pemberton anogara mujeri kwemakore makumi mana.
Varwisi vechikwata cheAl-Qaeda vanodyidzana neNasri Front nezvimwe zvikwata zvechiIslam vatora nzvimbo mbiri dzemauto dzakakosha kuchamhembe kwakadziva kumawirira kweSyria. Sangano rine muzinda muBritain reSyrian Observatory for Human Rights rinoti varwisi vabva kuchikwata chinonzi Jand al-Aqsa vabatsirana nevarwisi veNusra mukutora besi reWadi Daif mudunhu reIdlib pamwe nerimwe besi reHamidiye. Sangano iri rinotiwo mauto ehurumende makumi matatu nemumwe uye varwisi gumi nevaviri vedivi rinopikisa vafa mukurisana kwakatanga nezuro.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pana 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pana 919 AM, 4930 kana pa 12080 ne pa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizted kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri paWizted, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Ino iStudio 7 na nemi mchirongwa ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu nemu wangu Jonga Kandemiri tirimu Washington DC.
Vana chiremba muzvipatara zvehurumende vanogona kukanda mapadza pasi panguva yakakosha zvikuru yekisimusi nenyaya yekunetsana kwavo nehurumende panyaya dzemihoro. Hurumende inoti iri kuda kubvisira vana chiremba mari yemazuva ose avakapedza vachiramwa mabasa. Vana chiremba vakaratidzira kwemavhiki matatu kubva muna gumi guru kusvika muna mbudzi. Hurumende yakatendawo kuti mukuratidzira kwavana chiremba uku vamwe vanhu vakarasikirwa neupenyu.
Asi panenge paramba paita ropa rakaipa pakati pavana chiremba nehurumende panyaya dzemihoro kubva panguva iyi kusvika pari zvino. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association Dr. Fortune Nyamande kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Isu taka tiri kungoona mumapepa tichivanyaona Dr. Chineza Deputy Minister weHealth vari kutotaura kuti vari kuendera mberi nekudzika mari idzodzo. Vari kuendera mberi nekutaurawo kuti machiremba paanga asipekobasa rifo 2 weeks dzaanga akadhakwa achiputa fodya. Izvi zvava zvinhu zvakatikatyamadza, zvinhu zvatiri kuramba kuti nai minista izvi zvataifira tinegoshita neni ndoona makati vanga vadhakwa here yavo. Isu tinongokumbira kwavari kuti ngavaperesei kugadzirisai problemu iripo pane kuda kutsvaga mapockets ekuda kuti vashungurudze vanhu, vashungurudze vana chiremba avo vari kushanda muenvironment yaomarara zvikuru. Hakuna chiremba pasi rino unotambira 50 cents per hour, hakuna chiremba pasi rino unotambira 60 cents per hour. Asi zvinhu zviri kuitika muno muZimbabwe isu tinozvitambira kuti takamirira kuti hurumende idhilize pana zvayakatipromisa muna January. Asi kamuriro vaakuita zvavari kuita izvi nemaitiro avari kuita izvi tinoona sekunge vangoda kuti machiremba agara zvinoitana nehurumende zvisina maturo, zvinoita upenyu wavanhu panjodzi kunyanya nyanguva ino yeChristmas. Saka tinoti tinokumbirawo kumukuru wenyika, tinokumbirawo kuvanotonga kucabhineti, tinokumbirawo kumadare repaliament kuti ngavapindire munyaya inokurumidza vanike zvidambidzwa navachimedza izvi neminisitiri yavo, nekuti izvi zvinozokukodzera kuti vana chiremba zvekare vatadze kuzorapa varwere sematarisiro atinenge tiri kuita kunyanya nyanguva yeChristmas ino.
Asi hazvizokonzere matambudziko here Dr. Nyamande kuti mukande mapadza pasi panguva yeKrisimusi?
Ndo zvinhu zvatinoda kupika hurumende gaive igare nesu pasi kana paine ana chiremba vakaita mhosva yofollowa due process kana pane anaendeswa kuhearing anoendeswa kuhearing kubatwa nemhosva kana kuti mutongo wakakodzera wacho ndeupi kubatira munhu mari sandobva mutongo unopiwa munhu unenge usina kuenda kubasa.
Mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Dr. Fortune Nyamande, vari parunare muHarare. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, tabatawo mutedzeri wegurukota rinoona nezveutano, Dr. Paul Chimedza, kuti tinzwe divi rehurumende.
Hurumende inoti haizi nyaya yana chiremba vese mushandi wemuhurumende anenge asina kuenda kubasa. Mazuva asina kuenda kubasa haabhadhari, munhu unobhadharirwa basa raaita. Ndo mutemo unozikamwa kwese. Ukasenzawo nhasi unopiwa mari. Ukasasenza hauna chaunowana. Vanhu havatarisirwi kuti vabhadharwe vasina kushanda. Uyu mutemo wehurumende usingachinjwi naChimedza. Mutemo wehurumende wakangowanawo Chimedza wakaupinda pabasa mutemo uyoyo uripo. Zvinoitirwa kuti vanhu vasangomuka vachiramwa mabasa. Nokuti tikati isusu munhu wese aramwa mabasa kwemwedzi opiwa masalari yake. Mangwana vanhu vanoenda kwe 6 months kustrike. Todii. Mangwana vanopedza gore vari pastrike nokuti inobhadharwa ka. You can be paid for being away from work. Saka isu tiri kuti as government, mutemo uripo. We can only do something kana mutemo maenda kuparliament kunouchinjazve. But as it is, mutemo wehurumende ndokuti shuwa ukasevenza, mari unopuwa. Ukasasevenzawo, government haigoni kubhadhara munhu asina chaaita.
Vana chiremba vari kutiwo havasi kufara nemashoko avari kuti akataurwa naDr. Chimedza mumapepa nhau mekuti vanga vachitawo zvekudhakwa vakarova manhede vachimwa mupeta vasingaende kubasa.
Zvimwe zvekuta zvokudhakwa neizvo handingazivi, handisizi kumba kwangu dzimba dzavo. Ndingataura zvese izvozvo handizvizivi.
Mutedzeri wegurukota rinoona nezveutano Dr. Paul Chimedza vari parunare muHarare.
Sangano reNational Blood Services Zimbabwe rinoti rabatana nemamwe masangano mukuita zvirongwa zvekukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vape ropa. Sangano iri rinoti riri kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vapinde muchirongwa ichi kuitira kuti pave neropa rakakwana rekushandisa panguva yezororo rekisimusi negoredzva apo panowanzoitika njodzi dzakawanda. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano iri muzvare Esther Masunda vanoti sangano ravo rinoda ropa rinosvika 9,135 units. Mavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 ataura namuzvare Masunda kuti tinzwe nezvechirongwa chavo.
Zvirongwa zvedu takazvitanga musi wa2 December 2014. Tine campaign yatinoti festive season campaign yatiri kutarisira kuwana ropa kubva kune mayouth nemaadults. Takatarisira kucollecta 9,135 units of blood. Tine chirongwa futi chiri kuranwa neclub yedu inonzi Pledge 25 Club Zimbabwe. Pledge 25 Club Zimbabwe iclub yemayouth inopledge kuti inodonata ropa at least 25 times before they reach the age of 30. Saka iwo vari kuitawo campaigns avo and the Pledge 25 Club ino contribute about 15% of the national collections that ino collect reropa. Saka ndo mamwe ma activities that nawo kuma clinic edu throughout the country. Tine ma campaigns atiri kuita, tine ma partners edu akati sponsor nema incentives ekupa ma donors edu. Uye tiri kukwanisa kushedzera mu radio ne nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana nemusocial media kuti vanhu vauye kuzodonata blood. Saka tiri kuona kuti tinokwanisa kuwana ropa rinokwanisa kumita demand.
Pakutorwa kweropa iri ndeipi type yeropa yamuri kuona imi iri kunyanyodiwa nevazhinji munyika?
Ropa rinowanzodikanwa muzvipatara ndere blood group O. Blood group iri rinokwanisa kupa kune madhona ese vari kunida ropa, asi ivo kana vakurida vanhu vane blood group O vanofanira kupiwa nemu O. Saka blood group iroro rine dimandi yakakura, ndo rine dimandi yakakura kuzvipatara, ndo ravanowanzo oda iroro rine dimandi yakakwirira. Saka isusu seNational Blood Service Zimbabwe tine kampeni yatinoitira futi magroup O donors kuti tikwanise kuwana magroup O donors. Uyezve tine donor base yeover 50,000 active blood donors munyika. Tinopinda mudonor base yedu imomo totarisa tonoti maon donors atinavo ndevapi vari juu. Tovaita call in kuti vadonate blood. Especially nguva ino yakadai tino ensure kuti tinoshedza mao donor edu. Uyezve tinenge tichivhizitira makampani vasati vavhara.
Muzvare Esther Masunda ndovanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reNational Blood Services Zimbabwe. Vanga vachitaura naMavelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Munaudze mitambo, makundano eAfrica Sports Council Region 5 Youth Games akauya akaenda achisiya Zimbabwe yakatarisana neremangwana rayo zvine chivimbo mukati. Mutorero wenhaudze mitambo Michael Kariati anotipa zvizere nezvenyaya iyi.
Makundano ayaunganidza vatambi vane makore makumi maviri nevari pasi pezera iri akapera nezuro muguta reBulawayo mushure memazuva gumi nerimwe chete achiitwa muguta iri. Zvakabuda apa zviri kuratidza kuti ramangwana reZimbabwe rakajeka munyaya dzemitambo mushure mekunge Zimbabwe yakapedza iri pachinhano chechipiri pasi peSouth Africa. Zimbabwe yakapedza ine menduru makumi mapfumbamwe nenhatu iri pasi peSouth Africa, iyo yakawana menduru dzinosvika zana nemakumi maviri neimwe chete. Zimbabwe yakaita zvakanaka kunyanya munyaya dzekumhanya, umo vakakwanisa kuwana menduru gumi nenhatu dzegoridhe, makumi maviri nembiri dzesirivha pamwe negumi nepfumbamwe dzebronze. Caroline Mhandu ndiye akatora menduru yekutanga yeZimbabwe apo akatora menduru yegoridhe mukumhanya 3000 meters.
Ndinonzwa kufara kuti ndatora gold medal ndatanga kuvhurira Zimbabwe.
Mumwe wavakatora menduru dzegoridhe ndiMary Joy Mugarawazi, uyo anoti akadzidza zvakawanda apo akanokwikwidza kumakwikwi eWorld Youth Olympics ayo akachirwa kuBeijing muChina muna 2012.
Ndashandisa experience ndakawana kumaYouth Olympics China.
Asi Mary anowedzerawo kuti kukunda kwake kungadai kusina kuitika dai pasina mhomo yaikuzirira.
Sapoti yangu yakanyanyisawo inezvozvinyakidza uno vantu.
Makundano ekumhanya aya ari kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe yabika vatambi vanokwanisa kuzotora menduru makore anotevera kunyanya kumaOlympic Games, uko Zimbabwe isati yatora menduru yekumhanya kubvira yatanga kukwikwidza mumaOlympics muna 1980. Asi tiri kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe ichiri kumashure zvikuru munyaya dzemutambo unoteverwa neveruzhinji wenhabvu mushure mekunge chikwata chenyika chakadamburwa 2-0 neZambia mumutambo waive wekugumisira makundano aya. Panguva iyo Zambia iri kubudirira munhabvu, Zimbabwe iri kudzikira zvikuru mushure mekunge chikwata chevakuru chemaWarriors chakatadza zvekare kuenda kuma-2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Kutambura kwakakuita chikwata chevechidiki mumaregion 5 Youth Games aya kuri kuratidza kuti pane basa guru rinoda kuitwa kuti Zimbabwe ikwanise zvekare kukunda nyika dzainokwikwidza nadzo. Gore rapera makundano emaregion 5 Youth Games aya akaitirwa kuZambia, uyezve zviri kunzi gore rinouya angangoitirwa kuNamibia. Mune dzimwewo nyaya dzemitambo yemubasket English Premiership, chikwata chemaRed Devils seManchester United chave pachinhano chechitatu mushure mekurakasa Liverpool 3-0 muOld Trafford nezuro. Chikwata ichi chave nemapoint makumi matatu nerimwe chete masere pasi pechikwata chiri kutungamira cheChelsea icho chakarova hao City 2-0. Mimwe mitambo yemugungano iri yakapera seizvi: Swansea 1 Tottenham 2, Burnley 1 Southampton 0, Crystal Palace 1 Stoke 1, Leicester 0 Manchester City 1, West Brom 1 Aston Villa 0, Sunderland ne West Ham dzakaitawo mandange 1-1. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk vateereri, musakanganwe kuti tichange tichitarisa nezvechirongwa chekupa ropa kusangano reNational Blood Services.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanosara vari panyanga apo mutungamiri wenyika ari pazororo.
MDCT inodoma vanyori vemapazi akasiyana-siyana zvichitevera musangano wavo weNational Council mukupera kwesvondo.
Zimbabwe yotarisa remangwana rayo munyaya dzemitemo zvichitevera dzemitambo zvichitevera kupera kwakaita mitambo yematunhu yakapera kuBulawayo nezuro.
tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC
neni wenyu Blessing Zulu talks yamina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Gande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 15th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening. Our government doctors are threatening to embark on yet another crippling strike during the critical festive season, complaining that the government is docking their salaries for the time they did not report for duty.
The government position is not the government on the issue of doctors. It's the government policy on withdrawal of labor.
After years of being touted as President Robert Mugabe's possible successor, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is acting president, with Mr. Mugabe vacationing in the Middle East with his family for a month.
There are a number of things that he is constrained from doing. So the reality really is that the bottom line is that this is indeed a very ceremonial post, and that Mugabe has carried with him real power while he is away on holiday.
And the government says it successfully hosted the African Union Youth Games, which ended in Bulawayo yesterday.
Government doctors are threatening to embark on yet another crippling strike during the critical festive season, complaining that the government is refusing to pay them for the 3 weeks they did not report for duty between October and November. The festive season is usually characterized by fatal road accidents, despite the heavy presence of traffic police officers on all the country's major roads. The government says it will slash about $100 off the salaries of doctors who took part in what it says was an illegal 3-week industrial action between October and November. The strike paralyzed the health sector, with doctors urging the government to review their salaries and improve their working conditions. A letter in Studio 7's possession from the Health Ministry's department, from the Health Ministry's permanent secretary, Dr. Gerald Gwinji, is directing the Salary Service Bureau to dock the money, saying the days the doctors did not report for duty should be treated as leave without pay. Gwinji also says retention allowances for the health professionals must not be paid. Efforts to get Gwinji were futile, but a president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Fortune Nyamande, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the government move is illegal.
It is a highly immoral decision. How can you remove a salary from someone who is winning about $283? After all, due processes are not followed.
There's also a letter from the Secretary for Health, that is Dr. Gwinji, actually authorizing the Salary Service Bureau to deduct the money from your salaries. Is this not an official position that has been taken already?
Yeah, that letter, they have been evading us. That letter has not been served to us. They have never written any letter to us. If they have done that, we have simply been hearing about that letter through rumors. If they have done that, surely this would be a unilateral decision, and the fact that they are hiding from the concerned, from the concerned doctors, it also shows how cynical the plot they are trying to implement is. And definitely, this will create a lot of chaos and disorder in the health ministry, in the health sector, particularly at this point in time when we are going into the second season, where the demand for doctors will be very high due to the increased number of accidents. And so it will be a misdirected position, and also it is an illegal move, which will immediately change through the various courts of justice that are available. And should this fail, this will also then prompt us to engage in a very serious nationwide mass mobilization campaign to release this move.
president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Fortune Nyamande, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. From a government perspective, Blessing reached Health Deputy Minister Paul Chimedza, who confirmed that the doctors will not be paid.
The government position is not the government on the issue of doctors. It's a government policy on withdrawal of labor. And this is not a Chimedza position or a Minister of Health position. It's a government position, which I cannot alter by myself. If you do not go to work for a week, for a month, for 3 months, whatever period, the Auditor General wants to see the salary of those people that didn't go to work because they expect that money to be there. Because you cannot pay for a service that has not been provided. So as much as we like, I like my young brother, I cannot, as Chimedza, alter that position. It's not vindictiveness. It's a government position, which is, in all sense and purposes, if you work, you get paid. If you don't work, you don't get paid. It's as simple as that. Also, unfortunately, for now, they will count on a pro rata basis. How many days were you away from work? And those days are deducted from the salary. This is the position of the government. And if the CEOs pay or whoever pays, they will be charged. The responsible authorities, because the audits will come. And everyone knows people were not at work. And they will say, how come these people were paid? What did you pay them for? And what will we say? This is prudent use of government funds.
But their argument, Dr. Chimedza, is that the industrial action was legal because they gave government a 14-day notice.
No, it doesn't work like that. Whether legal or not legal.
That was Health Deputy Minister Paul Chimedza speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
President Robert Mugabe left the country for his annual vacation in the Middle East yesterday, leaving his first deputy, Emmerson Mnangagwa, in charge. Mr. Mnangagwa has harbored presidential ambitions for long and has moved one step closer to the presidency when Mr. Mugabe picked him as his co-deputy last week. From today through mid-January, Mr. Mnangagwa gets a first-hand test of his future job, barring any curveball upsets that are so common in ZANU-PF's politics, analysts say. But legal analyst Dewama Vinga tells Ntungamilinkomo, while Mr. Mnangagwa may feel good about being acting president, there is really nothing to rejoice as he cannot discharge any presidential powers, including basic roles like calling cabinet meetings.
It is clearly a good Christmas present for Mnangagwa. It will definitely give him and his family a good feeling of being in the position of acting president. But the reality will soon dawn on him that, in fact, this post of being acting is very ceremonial. It has no real substantive power. The Constitution does not allow an acting president to do a number of things. For example, he cannot enter into any agreement in the international Treaty or Convention. He cannot deploy the defense forces. He cannot appoint or revoke the appointment of ministers or deputy ministers. He cannot assign or reassign the functions of a vice president or of ministers or deputy ministers. So there are a number of things that he is constrained from doing. So the reality really is that the bottom line is that this is indeed a very ceremonial post and that Mugabe has carried with him real power while he is away on holiday.
So Mr. Mnangagwa can't even make small decisions that are not far-reaching?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a straitjacket. There is virtually nothing substantive that an acting president can do. Effectively, he's just a placeholder awaiting the return of the substantive president from holiday. So while it might give a good feeling in terms of being ceremonial, the pomp and fanfare, and perhaps having an extra number of details in the motorcade or security, the reality is that substantively, there is not much that the acting president can do. It is really to hold the place awaiting the return of the one who wields the real power, who is the president, Robert Mugabe, who is away on leave.
Would you say that this is a harbinger of a Mnangagwa presidency, say, a few years from now?
not necessarily, and I think in politics, even a few weeks is a long time, let alone 4 years from now. I think we are far away from that point for us to begin to conclusively say this could really be a test of things to come. And also knowing Mugabe, his history of being Machiavellian, who knows what might be in the brewing. But certainly it does give Mnangagwa a good feeling of being in close proximity to power. But it will be too early for anyone to conclude that this is now a fait accompli, this is a sealed deal. It is certainly not.
That was political and legal commentator Dewa Mavinga on the line with Studio 7 reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Johannesburg, South Africa.
The MDCT renewal team says its members were attacked by people suspected to belong to the rival MDCT in Chitungwiza at the weekend. One of the renewal team members is reported to have sustained serious injuries and is at the Avenues Clinic where he is being treated for injuries on his leg. A spokesman for the MDCT, Obed Gudu, said he was not aware of the incident, adding he would have to get more details before commenting. We reached Jacob Mafume, the renewal team spokesman, who says the MDCT has declared Chitungwiza a no-go area for them.
Yes, a group of people, youth members, whose names we know from the MDCT, after our Orange Day in Chitungwiza, that was successful, where hundreds of people attended, they started waylaying people as they were leaving the meeting. They started beating them up, saying that Chitungwiza is a no-go area. They should not hold meetings in Chitungwiza, which was very surprising because we were not disturbing anyone. We had our members in our t-shirts and trying to spread the gospel of renewal.
What action did the police take?
The police have arrested one of the perpetrators of violence. Among them was Jim and another guy called Yusuf Gwaiwara. But the others have escaped the long or the short arm of the law. But what we are doing is we are calling on them to desist attacking innocent people. After the weekend today, one of our members has developed serious injuries.
That was Jacob Mafume, the spokesman of the MDCT renewal team. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. Meanwhile, the MDCT National Council that met in Harare finalized the party's constitution that was presented at its October Congress. Amongst the raft of amendments that were agreed upon was the centralization of power in party leader Morgan Tsvangirai. We spoke to party spokesman Obed Gudu, who gave us a list of the party's shadow cabinet.
We have a list here of the various portfolio secretaries. They are actually 21 portfolio secretaries. Secretary for Economic Affairs, Weba Chinyaza. Secretary for National Security, Giles Mtsekwa. Secretary for Local Government, Eddie Cross. Secretary for Education, Sports, Arts and Culture, Fidelis Mashu. Secretary for Labor and Social Security, Gideon Shoko. Secretary for Health and Child Welfare, Dr. Henry Madzolera. Secretary for Agriculture, Lands and Water Development, Mr. Valentine Ziswa. Secretary for Justice, Legal and Constitutional Affairs, Honorable Jessima Jome.
In the event that you were to get into government, is this the team that you think can change the fortunes of the country?
As you know, the prerogative of naming a cabinet is obviously solely the prerogative of the president, in this case, President Morgan Tsvangirai. But from the list that I have given you, I'm sure the listeners will agree with me that these are men and women of honor and integrity, tried and tested MDC cadres, most of whom have immense experience in politics and also in parliament.
That was Obed Gudu, the spokesman of the MDCT. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Coming up,
Retailers Association says shop owners have accepted and are ready to use new coins.
But first, Chris, a look at regional and international news.
Human Rights Watch says Russian authorities have failed in their obligation to prevent and prosecute homophobic violence.
The human rights group said today that growing numbers of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender, or LGBT, people have been attacked and harassed across Russia since a 2013 controversial propaganda law that effectively legalized discrimination against LGBT people and cast them as second-class citizens.
An 85-page report entitled License to Harm, Violence and Harassment Against LGBT People and Activists in Russia is based on dozens of interviews with LGBT people and activists in 16 Russian cities who experienced attacks or harassment because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly dismissed accusations that the LGBT community is persecuted in Russia. Since returning to the Kremlin for the third time in 2012, Mr. Putin has pushed an increasingly conservative agenda, seeking to promote Russia as the antithesis of the West.
Belgium trade unions have called on workers across the country to participate in a nationwide day-long strike to protest against government austerity policies.
The strike began late today at airports and train stations. It threatens to halt bus and metro services, as well as impact schools, businesses, factories and government offices throughout the country.
A Brussels report spokesperson says 600 flights have been cancelled, affecting 50,000 passengers.
And Australian police have stormed a Sydney cafe, ending a day-long siege in which an unknown number of people were held hostage. The security forces in tactical gear were seen surrounding, then entering the Lind Chocolate Cafe in Sydney's Central Business District early today local time.
Live video from the scene recorded a barrage of gunfire and flashes before several people were carried from the building in Martin Place.
The Retailers Association of Zimbabwe says its members have accepted the special bond coins unveiled recently by the central bank. The coins are designed to ease change problems faced by members of the public. The president of the organization, Temba Ndebele, says all retailers are expected to use the coins, which were printed in South Africa and delivered to Zimbabwe a week ago.
The coins that are indexed at par with the United States coins will be distributed to the public this Wednesday. Zimbabwe dumped its local currency in favor of foreign currencies in 2009 after hyperinflation shot up to more than 500 billion percent. But change became a challenge for most transactions with business, usually rounding off prices and giving consumers vouchers or sweets as change. Ndebele tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube transactions will be normalized this week when the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe introduces the special bond coins.
All applauded it as a very good move. And our only worry was that, if you look in terms of percentage of coins to paper money in all other economies, it's 20% plus. So with this 10 million, we'll still be below what normal economies have in terms of coins. It's a very good move.
What exactly do you mean, Mr. Ndebele?
It addresses the change issue, which has been a problem for retailers and a big problem for customers. And you must remember that it's not a problem for retailers only, it's a problem for commuter omnibuses. If you go to places like Bulawayo, because there's a lot of rand, the commuter omnibus in Bulawayo is 5 rand because people have got access to rand. And then you come up to Harare, because people have no access to rand, the commuter omnibus is about $1.
So then how workable is it when you look at some of those issues?
It is very workable because you now have the coin. We have got the denominations up to 25 cents. The 50 cent denomination, according to the governor of the Reserve Bank, is coming through in March next year. You need a divisible dollar for you to be able to be effective in your dollarization.
So,
and these coins are at par with the U.S. Cents and at par with the U.S. dollar. So as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing for a consumer is that if they've got coins and they are able to take those coins to the bank and the bank gives them the equivalent at par to the U.S. dollar, then there is no problem.
And that was Themba Ndebele of the Retailers Association of Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Ecuador is another country that uses the U.S. dollar as its currency and has special coins which have the same denomination and value as U.S. coins.
The National Blood Service is urging Zimbabweans to give blood to ensure the country is not overwhelmed by shortages during the festive season. The National Blood Services of Zimbabwe, the Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe, along with other partners, launched this year's annual festive season blood drive campaign geared at boosting participation not only from the youth but adults as well. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with National Blood Service Zimbabwe spokesperson Esther Masunda about the campaign.
The adults were running the campaign through our static clinics, of which the campaign is so far going on very well. We are noticing that people are coming through to donate blood. So donating blood is not just about the youth. The youth cannot sustain the blood bank.
Now, how are you targeting the adults? What are you doing that's different?
Okay. We've got publicity campaigns that we've been having. We've got a donor base of over 50,000 blood donors. So what we normally do is that we go into our donor base and see the people that are due. We also see the people who have labs. We are also doing it through our brand ambassadors, through disseminating information through the media. That's how we're also targeting adults.
What about the issue of fear? There are some people who are afraid for many different reasons.
What we normally do is that we also do deal with those issues through the motivational talks that we have. And when the people come through to donate blood, they are also taken through the process itself. So that also helps to reduce the fear. As National Blood Service Zimbabwe, we do not test for HIV before the donor donates blood. The HIV is tested for when the blood is being screened in the lab.
What about in that regard? What happens if you see that someone's blood is HIV positive?
What happens is that when the donor comes through to donate blood, they actually fill in a form, and on that indicates that in terms of should something be found wrong with their blood, it's not just about the HIV. It may be something else besides that. So the donor actually indicates their counselor or their doctor, and the results are sent back to their doctor. That's how we deal with that.
And do you think that you'll meet your target this year?
We're hoping so. What we normally do is that should demand increase or decrease, we adjust our collection. That's what we normally do. So the blood bank, the status is also driven by the demand.
That was the National Blood Service Zimbabwe spokesperson Esther Masunda. Please also remember to stay tuned for Live Talk. We are going to discuss the campaign for people to donate blood in Zimbabwe.
Coming up next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This month, the world celebrates a natural resource that provides employment opportunities for 50 million people and food for billions, fisheries. World Fisheries Day, established in 1998 and celebrated annually on November 21st, highlights the importance of protecting the oceans and conserving marine life. President Barack Obama and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have made environmental sustainability a priority of U.S. foreign policy. They recognize the linkages between fisheries, food security, economic welfare, and people's health worldwide. In Africa, where more than 200 million people eat fish as a main source of protein, sustainable fishing is critical. The economic potential is also great. The fisheries sector employs more than 12 million Africans, and fish is a leading export, with an annual value of nearly $3 billion. Fisheries provide government revenues through fishing agreements and license fees from foreign fishing fleets, which also drive economic activity in regional ports. Protecting marine environments isn't just about fish, it's about people. Despite the resource's great importance, its health and sustainability face increasing challenges. Illegal and unregulated fishing is a major environmental problem and a form of wildlife trafficking. West African fisheries, one of the most diverse and economically important in the world,
lose over $1 billion a year this way. The United States stands side by side with our African partners in addressing fisheries issues. 11 African countries joined nearly 90 nations at the Our Ocean Conference, hosted by Secretary Kerry in June, where sustainable fisheries were one of the key themes discussed. In September, Secretary Kerry joined Mozambican Foreign Minister Oldemiro Baloy and Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, José Graciano, in hosting a follow-on meeting on the margins of the UN General Assembly. We applaud Gabon's announcement this month to create a 46,000-square-kilometer network of marine-protected areas in its waters. This bold step shows Gabon's strong commitment to marine habitats, important species, and local livelihoods. African countries also were key voices in developing the Port State Measures Agreement, an international treaty that will make it harder for fishing vessels to land illegal catches at ports around the world, ensuring that countries profit from fish caught in their waters. From providing food to generating income to keeping marine ecosystems healthy, fish are an indispensable natural resource. The United States is committed to improving fisheries management, protecting the ocean, and safeguarding this marine bounty for generations to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And in sports news, the government says it successfully hosted the African Union Sports Council Region 5 Under-20 Youth Games, which ended in Bulawayo yesterday, where South Africa finished first and Zimbabwe second in terms of the gold, silver and bronze medals collected throughout the games. Sports Minister Andrew Langer tells Studio 7's Sandikile Mhlanga that Zimbabwe has shown potential to perform even much better in similar games, which will be held in Angola in 2016.
I'm happy to let Zimbabwe and Africa know that we hosted these games successfully. Preparing for such a big event is not as easy. But I'm happy to say all our venues were almost ready on time. My colleagues from the region were so excited when they saw our white city in Bulawayo. They're also happy to see the swimming pool, which is next to Rainbow Hotel. We are so much grateful to His Excellency, who gave us all his support whenever we were facing some challenges.
What can you say about Zimbabwe's performance in the games compared to regional standards?
I think Zimbabwe performed well, especially in the athletics and in netball and also in football. We, however, would need to improve, especially good swimming. We didn't do well. We also should improve good judo. But according to the standards that I saw, I'm sure that Zimbabwe would do better when we go to Angola in 2016.
That was the Sports Minister Andrew Langer on the line from Bulawayo. Yes, Chris, well, it's that time of the year once again when we invite you, the listeners, to send in your holiday greetings to your mailbag, which is studio7@voanews.com, so we can read your messages to your family, to your friends on air. The address once again is studio7@voanews.com. The address again, Chris.
Thank you.
yes, Chris, so we are inviting our listeners. So we'll be asking them to send every day messages to studio7@voanews.com so we can read their messages on
and
air.
That's the time of the year again. How funny how time flies indeed.
It seems like it was only yesterday when we were saying Happy New Year and now we are saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So please keep them rolling into studio7@voanews.com so we can read your messages on air. And you can also send us our recorded voice messages, which you can send to +1 202 205 9942 and then dial 11 when the phone is answered to leave us your message, which we can play on air. The number once again is +1 202 205 9942 and then dial 11 to leave your message. Chris, now we recap today's top stories.
Government doctors are threatening to embark on yet another crippling strike during the critical festival season, complaining that the government is docking their salaries for the time they did not report for duty.
After years of being touted as President Robert Mugabe's possible successor, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is acting president, with Mr. Mugabe vacationing in the Middle East with his family for a month.
That's our broadcast this evening. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night. We leave you with Sitandekile and Ntunga Milinkomo with the Ndebele Bulletin.
Siyabonga Sandra lo Chris lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 15 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguNtungamile Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
So esikubona kusenzakala lapha akusonto enkulu njalo emangalisayo, ngoba ngiqinisele likhona ukuthi uMgabe useqalile isibanga sokuthi alungisise indaba le singathi phephelezi ngesintu sithi i-succession problem. So i-succession problem kuzani sibe address.
Umsekeli kaMongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa okhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli welizwe ngolunye usuku usala ephethe intambo zombuso uMongameli Robert Mugabe ekukhefu.
Amalunga ebandla leMDC Renewal Team athi yahlaselwe ngamalunga ecele leMDC thing empela sonto abhaxabulwa kakubi.
Imidlalo le thambekele iqhubeke kuhle kakhulu. Amazwe angu-10 abekhona apha elizweni leZimbabwe ebuye labantwa babo ukuthi bazoncintisana kwimidlalo etshiyeneyo ebekade isetshenziwa.
Uhulumende uthe leZimbabwe liphumelele ukuphatha kakuhle izethekeli ebezivela emazweni alithumi awizwekazi le-Afrika kumncintisano wemidlalo yabasakhulayo e-African Union Youth Games ebikobulawayo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. UMongameli Mugabe lamhla uqale ikhefu lakhe alithatha minyaka yonke emazweni angempumalanga echiya umsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ephethe intambo zombuso. UMugabe uzaphenduka phakathi kwenyanga kazibandlela. UMnumzana Mnangagwa ngumuntu okhangelele ukuba ngumongameli welizwe ngolunye usuku, njalo ukusala ephethe intambo zombuso kumupha ithuba lokuzwa ukuthi isihlalo sikamongameli sinjani. Kodwa ezinye iingcweti kwezombusazwe zithi kulutshona uMnangagwa angakufunda, ngoba umthetho ungamvumeli ukwenza lutho uMongameli Mugabe engekho, okugoqela khona ukubiza imihlangano yedale lekhabhinethi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga.
Yizo indlela
umuntu afundiswa ngazo ubukhokheli ikakhulu kusibanga esinjengalesi esokuthi umuntu akhokhele lizwe. So esikubona kusenzakala lapha akusonto enkulu njalo emangalisayo ngoba ngiqinise khona ukuthi umgabe useqalela isibanga sokuthi alungisise indaba le singathi phecelezi ngesintu sithi i-succession problem. So i-succession problem kuzani sibe addressed eseyilungisile ngendlela eseyilungise ngayo. Kuqakathekile ukuthi lo ongabe ekhanya efuna ezagcina egcotshwe lobo bukhosi anikezwe lezi ntambo ukuthi ngokuya ngezikhathi abe esenze njengakhona ukho akwenzayo. Akufanelanga kusimangalise, ngibona ngazani kuyindlela yokumfundisa ukuthi kumele ayenzeni. Ngesilungu bathi kumjikela ku deep end, uhle waqala ngokumjikela ku deep end, kodwa hayi ngibona ngani umnankagwa uzanelisa ukukwenza lokho.
Njengomuntu okhangelela ukuba ngumongameli welizwe, singathi kukhona zakufunda yini ngesikhathi lesi ebambe intambo, nanku phela kalamandla okwenza ulutho, amandla onke ahambele umgabe.
Kuninga aza kufunda manje ngoba okwenzakeleyo ugqokiswe ibhathi leli lokwebolekwa. Kuzamenza bekwazi ukuthi lichiso kungakanani njalo kule izidingo ezikhona lama-challenges amaningi-ningi abakhona manje ngama-challenges anjani. Njalo kuzamenza anelise ukuthi a-understand umgabe nxa umgabe engekho manje baye bekhulumisana ngoba iqiniso elikhona siyazi bayakhulumisana lanxa ekukhefu umgabe baye bekhulumisana embonisa ukuthi sokube lalokhu lalokhu ngenzeni. Umgabe njengoba wathi ukuthi uzabe ema-assign ama-duties emtshe ukuthi hayi kulokhu lalokhu yenza uthi kuningi aza kufunda kulokhu.
Kukhona yini okungaphazamisa umnankagwa egcine engasabanga ngumongameli welizwe?
Okukhona, njengoba nasibonile indlela umjuru atshaye ngayo, abantu abaningi bebengananzeleli ukuthi kukhona okungamphazamisa umjuru ukuthi agcine engasanga umongameli welizwe. La kumnankagwa khona ukuyani okwenzeke kumjuru, nxa engazange ananzelisise kungenzeka, ikakhulu into le e-ambition. Umnankagwa ngasuke abe too ambitious. Ngomunjuru into emshayise kakhulu waba too ambitious, waqalisa ukuphumela egcekeni etshengisela abantu ukuthi uselamaphiko okundiza. Lo mnankagwa laye nxa engakwenza njalo atshengise i-ambition enkulu la maphiko aselawo okundiza. Umgabe may want to clip those wings.
Umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ucubungula ezombusazwe, sixoxela ekwelebhilithane.
Amalunga ebandla le-MDCT Renewal Team athi ahlaselwe ngamalunga ecelele MDCT ngempela sonto abhaxabulwa kabuhlungu. Icelele Renewal Team belilomhlangano eChitungwiza lapho okuqhamuke udlakela kwalimala amanye amalunga aleli cele. Isikhulumeli se-Renewal Team umnumzana Jacob Mafume utshele Studio 7 ukuthi kulamalunga amabili awacelele MDCT abotshiweyo ngemva kobudlwangudlwangu lobo. Kusenjalo icelele MDCT belilomhlangano we-National Council lapho kugcizelelwe izinqumo ezathathwa emhlanganweni we-Congress owenziwe ngenyanga kaMfumfu lapho umnumzana Tsvangirai aphiwe khona amandla okukhetha amalunga ekhabhinethi eyabe elandela okwenziwa lidale labaphathintambo i-Shadow Cabinet. Abanye babakhethiweyo babalisa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, Job Sikala, Elias Mutsuri, Gideon Shoko, Eddie Cross. Kuluhlu lolu kulabesifazane abalutshana kakhulu. UChris Kando Studio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Nxa i-government in waiting services khangelisisa ukuthi ama-portfolio secretaries lana akhethiweyo bangakwanisa yena umsebenzi. Sokusithi khona abanye bakhona nxa bekuthiwa bengangena kukhabhinethi sebefanele babe le-research team eqinileyo ngoba amanye amabizo akhona adengiwezwa angikaze ngizwe nje bekhuluma nje into eqakathekileyo kumbe ama-policy analysis kumbe i-budget post-budget analysis. So switch team babevele bedinga ukuthi bebe le-research team eqinileyo kwenzela ukuthi abakukhulumayo ku-cabinet yabo kube yinto elesitoni.
Okokuthi bengaphiwa intambo zokubusa kusasa nje kusihlwa, singabona yini kusiba lo mehluko kwezomnotho welizwe?
Lapho kungaba yinkinga ngoba nxa sikuthiwa khona banikezwa intambo zokubusa sokuyakhanya ukuthi sokudinga izikhundla zinikwe ama-professionals ngoba ku-MDCT vele kulabantu abavele sibazi ukuthi laba ngama-professionals, abantu abavele behambahambele esikolo imisebenzi eqondane lohulumende. Laba bakhona laba singathi ingxenye nje as a government in waiting ngama-political appointees
abangayenza nje umsindo xa kule nto yenzekelayo eyenzakalayo urhulumente ukuthi kuze bangene bona babe yicabinet akhole ukuthi ama-professional skills akhona angathi malutshwana.
Lo mnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso yamabhanga eBankers Association of Zimbabwe ithi ukusungulwa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yamatshe libhanga lesizwe le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe akusoze kuguqule umumo okhona okwamanje emalini umuntu amele ayithathe ngesikhathi sinye. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe.
Embikweni wayo ngempelasonto, linhlanganiso ithi amabhanga amukela ngenjabulo inyathelo lebhanga lesizwe lokuveza imali yamatshe ezaqala ukusebenza ngolesine ukulwayanonda iviki, isithi noma kunjalo uzulukaziswe ukuba leli nyathelo aliguquli isilinganiso semali abantu abangayithola emabhanga lapho bethatha izimali zabo kuma-akhawunti abo. Unkosazana Clarity Sibanda oyisakhamuzi seHarare uthi vele yena kaboni ukuba lawa ma-coins ajongeni ngesikhathi kungela dubo lwetshintshi kangako elizweni.
Mina ngokubona kwami mbona zathi lokho ku-introducewa kwemali kufike ngesikhathi esingalunganga ngoba thina bese sijayele ukusebenzisa ama-rand. Lapho nxa sebezaqala ukusebenzisa ama-bond coins ngithi thina izizalwane zaseZimbabwe sibona ngani lokho yikusinika omunye umthwalo ngoba sokuzamele sijwayele ukusetshenziswa kwama-bond coins thina bese sijwayele ukusetshenziswa kwama-rands lamabhula.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchero ocubungula ngezombusazwe uthi injongo kahulumende ikhanya ingekwenqabela ukuqonga kwentengo yezinto noma nje ibuya ngesikhathi umumo wetshintshi usungcono elizweni.
Sakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 ilizwe laseZimbabwe belingela imali eyosebenzisa isimdola belehlile kakhulu. So abantu abaningi bacabanga ukuthi yindlela ekahulumente ukuthi ibuyisele amaZimbabwean dollars. Kungasenani ukuthi ubaba u-Alson Mfiri sikhulumele se-Reserve Bank esithi sona ayisiyondlela ukuthi babuyisele amaZimbabwean dollars.
Umnumzana Tinashe Gumbo oyisakhamuzi yaHarare uthi uhulumende ukhanya efuna ukuveza nje kuphela ukuba ulokunye akwenzayo laye kodwa kungasoke kulungisise udubo lokusilela kwemali elizweni.
Ukubuya kwamakhweni lawa akusoze ukuthi imali seyibuyile lokuningi wayo kodwa ihulumende ifuna ukuthi iyazama ukuthi kube le change abantu bathola change kodwa in short angiboni ukuthi kuza solve i problem esilayo liquidity crunch.
Ibhanga lesizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe liveze imali yamatshe eqalisela kusente lilodwa amasensi amahlanu amasensi alitshumi langamatshumi amabili lanhlanu 25 cents ezasebenza ngokulingana le mali yakwele Melika isekelwa yi-bond facility yezigidi ezingamatshumi amahlanu zamadola eMelika $50 million. I-Bankers Association of Zimbabwe ithi leli nyathelo lizaphathisa uzulu ukuba engaqilibezelwa ngabezitolo labamabhizimusi ngasikhathi sinye ingatsho ukuba kuba sokusiba lokuphenduka kwedola leZimbabwe. Uzulu uhlala ekhonona ukuba abamabhanga abavumezi ukuba bethathe imali eziningi bebavumeza ukuthatha izimali ezincane kuma-akhawunti abo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali elizweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Kusenjalo, inhlanganiso yabaqondisi bamakampani athengisa impahla etshiyeneyo e-Retailers Association of Zimbabwe ithi bazasebenza bekhululekile imali yamatshe eyama-special bond coins asanda ukwethulwa elizweni. Umnumzana Themba Ndebele, umqondisi wenhlanganiso le, uthi sebevumelene ukuthi kumele bayisebenzise imali le ukwenzela ukuthi abantu makhaza bathole intshintshi ebihlupha kakhulu nxa bethenga impahla ezitolo. UNdebele uthi imali yamatshe
le eyadindwa kwele South Africa njalo esanda ukwethulelwa abaqondisi bamakampani eZimbabwe ilakho ukwenza ukuthi impahla ethengiswayo ifakwe intengo efaneleyo kulalokho obekusenzakala ingakatholakali eZimbabwe lama ukusebenzisa idola lelizwe kulandela ukugugudeka komnotho okwasokubangela ukuthi kube nzima ukulisebenzisa. Kodwa kwaba lenkinga yentshintshi okulokhu kusenza ukuthi abathengisa impahla banike uZulu iziwiji kumbe amaphetshana ameleleyo ntshintshi. Imali yamatshele izenqwabela konke lokhu lanxa abanye abaqondisi bamakampani bebethandabuza ukuthi lesi sindo esinganani. Imali le izabe ilesi sindo semali yamatshe aweMelika. U-Elkhetho ngelinye lamazwe asebenzisa imali efanayo njengoba lalo lisebenzisa idola leMelika. Ake sizwe uNdebele exoxa loKipstu weStudio 7 ngokusebenzisa imali yamatshele esanda okwethulwa.
Into yamakhwenza into enhle kakhulu ngoba isiyakwenza ukuthi khona abantu bathenge into kalula, labantu bagade imishova kalula. Instead yokuthi into yonke elizweni ibe yidola, sizawuba le ndlela ezingaba ngamasensi la.
Ye, mali khuluma-ke le-Reserve Bank lina likubona njani? Lakhuluma lakuhlafuna lokhu abaningi benu
bathiakuhlafuna sakubona kukuhle sasathanda le-Reserve Bank le-Bankers Association, you know, and we all applauded it as a very good move. And our only worry was that, you know, if you look in terms of the percentage of coins to paper money in all other economies, it's 20% plus. You know, with this 10 million in general, we will still be below what normal economies have in terms of coins.
So ungathini ke nxa ungatshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ngokubuya kwama special coins lawa? Ungabaqonqosela uthi?
Ama special coins ayabuya and abantu kabawamukele. Ngoba nxa ungayibhenki usulama special coins angu-100 ama 1 cent uphiwa idola yakho yephepha iyabe usukhala ngayo.
Laba inhlanganiso yenu ungabatshelani abe-Retailers Association?
Sengabathumezela i-email ukuthi ngabatshela niphume Reserve Bank ukuthi kona this is what it's going to happen and sonke sakwamukela.
Ye, mase sikhangela ke kukhanya ngazani ama coins lawa angeniswa ke emkambo wemali mhlaka 18 sizimisele kwakhathesi ukuthi likwamukele khona kunxasa ukungena.
Ye, sizimisele akula retail engazimiselanga. Into eqakathekile nje ukuthi mhlaka 18 abantu bayithathe emabhenki, amabhenki kumele abe-ready lama coin la mhlaka 18.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Themba Ndebele, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yabathengisa impahla etshiyeneyo e-Retailers Association of Zimbabwe, obekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Ku-Livestock lamhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokudinga igazi elizanceda ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu ezivame ukuba lengozi zomgwaqo eziningi.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Uhulumende sekhuthazwe ukunika imali ethe xaxa kunhlelo zokulwisana lemikhuhlane ehlasela abantu abaphila legciwane lengculaza esigabeni seMathebeleland leMidlands ngemva kokuba inhlolisiso esithe yenziwa iveze ukuthi inani labantu eliphezulu elizweni elilala umkhuhlane liqhubeka litholakala kulezi ndawo. Kubika uNotando Spanda.
Imbiko ethu lwelugada lwezempilakahle ithi lanxa ilizwe lonke jikelele libhekane lohlupho lwemikhuhlane ehlasela abantu abaphila legciwane lengculaza, imizamo isiyehlisele linani elizweni ngaphandle kwenani elisezigabeni lezi elilokhu liphezulu. Umkhuhlane wofuba kanye lesihlabo uhlasele abantu abangaphezu kwenkulungwane ezingama-45, i-47,000, ngomnyaka ka-2012 leli nani lehla ngo-2013 laya ngaphezu nje kwenkulungwane ezingamachumi amane enkulungwane i-41,305 elizweni lonke ejikelele. Kunani leli, abantu abangaphezu kwamachumi ayisificaminwemibili ekhulwini i-87% batholakale belegcikwane le-HIV. Ekhuluma ngohlupho lwemikhuhlane ehlasela abantu abaphila legcikwane, umongikazi unkosikazi Melody Spanda uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abaphila legcikwane balandele iziqondiso mayelana lokunatha imithi kanye lokudla okufaneleyo ukuze imikhuhlane le ingabasondeleli.
Uma sikhangele umkhuhlane we-HIV, ngumkhuhlane olwisa amasosha omzimba. Ngalokho kufana lokuthi i-building uma i-lateral yabe protected, particularly leyana ingakhitshwa, kulula amasela abangene bezinzela abakufunayo. Lokhu yikwesihlangana lako kumuntu ole-HIV, ukuthi amasosha alwisiwe. So kulula ukuthi imikhuhlane eminingi ingene emzimbeni. Imikhuhlane le sibiza sithi ngama-opportunistic infections. Opportunistic kusitsho ukuthi khona ilutho oluthatha ama-chance.
Unkosikazi Sibanda uthi ezikhathini eziningi abantu bahlaselwa yimikhuhlane le nxa bengalandeli iziqondiso abazitshelwa esibhedlela.
Kulamanye ama-opportunistic infections esiwakhangeleyo njengabo izihlabo, onyumonia, ngamanye lawo athanda ukuhlasela umzimba. So kuqakathekile ukuthi uma umuntu because isimo sokuthi uli-HIV positive a-disclose kumbatshele omunye umuntu, ukwenzela ukuthi into efihliweyo ilula ukukubulala ngoba uyifihlile, kodwa ungavele uyiveze usuhle wayinqoba halfway.
Umnumzana Brighton Ndlovu oke waba lalo umkhuhlane wofuba uthi udubo olukhona kuleli kwesaba okusebantwini ukuya ezibhedlela kusese lesikhathi. Uthi limikhuhlane isibulale iningi labantu elizweni, ikakhulu kulezi nsuku isihlangane lengculaza ngoba iningi labantu liyabe lingakhulumanga ukuthi lilegciwane kuzihlobo.
Nxa usiza ukuthi ulama-symptoms e-TB, ngcono ukuthi uhambe uyetestwa kulesikhathi ngoba i-TB iyabulala. HIV ingcono, again inorwatsa TB.
Isakhamuzi umnumzana Gabriel Ncube uthi udubo olukhona kulumango yikuthi iningi labantu elibanjwa imikhuhlane le, ama-opportunistic infections, liphandle kwelizwe lithi selifika ngapha lekele kunatha imithi ngoba ezikhathini eziningi lengwalo eziveza ukuthi umuntu bevele ephethwe yini ziyabe zingekho.
Uhlupho olukhona nge-TB eMatabeleland, okuqala ukuthi iMatabeleland ilama-border towns amaningi and abantu bakhona abaningi abeMatabeleland baseGoli, bayaba eGoli bebe lomkhuhlane we-TB, bebanike amaphilisi beqalise uhlelo lwe-TB, but nxa esegula kakhulu izihlobo zimlethe ma efika kibe eMatabeleland engasaqhubeki ngohlelo lwe-treatment ngoba engabuyanga lama-record esibhedlela aye elawo esegoli.
IZimbabwe lanxa isenza kuhle kumizamo yokuqeda umkhuhlane wengculaza osokwenze yanconywa ngamanye amazwe, ilokhu isalisana lokuqeda ubandlululo lwabantu abaphila legciwane ukuze kuqedwe imikhuhlane le. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Isifike komlindi uyacina imincintiswano yemidlalo yabasakhulayo e-African Union Sports Council Region 5 Youth Games ebiqhutshelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Intathe izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Izakhamizi zedolobho lakoBulawayo zisele sezilesizungu ngemva kokufika emaphethelweni komncintiswano wemidlalo yabasakhulayo e-African Union Sports Council Region 5 ngensonto. Le midlalo esungulwe mhlazinhlanu kuyona le inyanga kampalakazi ibidlalelwa enkundleni ezehlukeneyo edolobheni lakoBulawayo njalo ibingenwa mathupha. Lokhu kudale ukuba abantu abaningi ngitsho lasibisa labo abakade bengazake belugxobe enkundleni zemidlalo bavakatshele enkundleni ezijiyeneyo besiyazilibazisa. Umhlali welokitshi lePhumula uCaroline Masowe utshelela umsakazo ukuthi ukholise kakhulu ngensuku ezedluleyo.
Ngikholise ukutshona ngingekho endlini siyagwejisa eWhite City laseBF mbukela abantu akade begijima abama-different countries le closing ceremony lokubukela abantu abasuke endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Njalo kade njabula ukuhlangana labantu bamanye ama-countries engazake enhlangane lawo.
ilizwe leZimbabwe liqede imidlalo lihlezi endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo lilemendulo ezingamashumi ayithobamune munye lantathu, ikanti endaweni yakuqala bekuhlezi iqembu leSouth Africa elibe lemendulo ezilikhulu elilamashumi amabili lanye. Endaweni yesithathu kube lelizwe leAngola lona elithole imendulo ezingamashumi amabili. Abaqoqobela imidlalo bathela imidlalo iphumelele kakhulu loba nje kube lokuphazamiseka kancane ekuphutsheni kwamalungiselelo lapha lalaphaya, okudale ukuba umncintiswano wokugijima uphuze ukuqala kungoba indawo yokugijimela ibingakapheli ukulungiswa. Ikanti le nkundla yebasketball ethwalekayo layo ifike elizweni sekulensuku ezimbili imidlalo iqalile. Ilizwe leAngola yilo elizaqoqa imidlalo ngomnyaka ka-2016. Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Ukukhethwa kwabadlali beqembu leZPC Kariba abathathu kuba yibo abadlali abadlale ukwedlula abanye bonke kusizini yeCastle Premier Soccer League lonyaka sekudale impikiswano phakathi kwabalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu elizweni. Imvimbi yeZPC uDennis Dauda nguye otheswe inkatha yokuba ngumdlali odlale wancinta abanye bonke lonyaka yiSoccer Star of the Year, kuthi unozinti weqembu elifanayo uThenda Yehove utholakale endaweni yesibili, kuthi endaweni yesithathu kulomgadli weqembu leZPC njalo uLimited Chikafa. Phezu kwabadlali laba umqeqeshi weqembu leZPC Kariba lona ebelidlala kusizini yalo yakuqala kusigaba saphezulu uSol Chaminu kanguye okhethwe ukuba umqeqeshi osebenze kuhle ukwedlula abanye bonke. Le mpumela ithokozisanga abaningi abathanda iqembu leDynamos ukugoqela le ntatheli ezisebenza zisesikodlweni iHarare. Abathi umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos uCalisto Basua bekumele kube nguye ogcotshwa ukuba umqeqeshi oncinte abanye ngemva kokuphakamisa inkezo yeligi okungokwesine phakathi kweminyaka emine njalo. Abagadli abathi uChelsea Banda kanye lokuda Musharu babelane umvuzo wokuba yibo abahlohle kaningi lonyaka ngemva kokulitshayela emambuleni okulitshumi lambili, kuthi umdlali osakhulayo odlale kuhle kulabanye nguBlessing Moyo weqembu leDynamos. Unompembe othole isicoco sokuba nguye osebenze kuhle lonyaka nguBrighton Chimene, kuthi abanye abathwele imivuzo ngabathi uSalani Ncube loStella Rovinga. Iqembu leFC Platinum lona yilo elithwele umvuzo wokuziphatha kuhle kuwo wonke amaqembu adlala kusigaba saphezulu. Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu kwamanye amazwe. Uhlelo lokuba amaqembu azadlala njani kusigaba se-knockout kumncintiswano we-UEFA Champions League solwenziwe njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leParis Saint-Germain lizadlala leChelsea, iqembu leManchester City lizadibana leBarcelona, iBayer Leverkusen izanqikelana leAtletico Madrid, iqembu leJuventus lizadlala leBorussia Dortmund, iSchalke 05 izadibana leReal Madrid, iShakhtar Donetsk izadlala leBayern Munich, kuthi iqembu leArsenal lizadlala leMonaco, ikanti iBasel lizadlangana leqembu leporto. Ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kusenjalo, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezemidlalo Mnumzana Andrew Langa utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi eleZimbabwe liphumelele ukuphatha kuhle izethekeli ebezivela emazweni alitshumi kumidlalo ye-African Union Sports Council Region 5 Youth Games ephele ngensonto. Njalo abadlali beZimbabwe batshengisele ukuthi bengadlala kuhle emidlalweni efanayo ezaqhutshelwa e-Angola ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Imidlalo le thambekile iqhubeke kuhle kakhulu. Amazwe angu-10 abekhona apha elizweni leZimbabwe bebuye labantwa babo ukuthi bazoncintisana kwimidlalo etshiyeneyo ebekade isetshenziwa. Nyanyanya bongubana khona iZimbabwe ibe ngesibili kumamedals, ithethe ama-medals angu-91, kwathi South Africa elikhokhela ithethe ama-medals angu-121. Sidlale kuhle kodwa nyananzela ukubona iZimbabwe kumele isebenze kanzima nxa sikhangele kwezokubhukutsha leze-judo, ngoba yikho lapho sihlahlekelwe khona ngama-gold medals amaningi. But overall, hashi, iZimbabwe idlale kuhle kakhulu. Engkuba nganjalo kakhulu indlela abantu bakobulawayo labavela kuzindawo ezijeneyo ababuye ngayo ukuzosekela ama-athletes ethu. Lokho kutshengise ukubana khona abantu beZimbabwe bayakhethekisa imidlalo. Ngoba sengicina ngokubonga kakhulu umongameli wethu weZimbabwe uPresident Jacob Mugabe ngendlela aphathise ngayo iministry engikhokhelayo nxa bese sitheza hlangana lokunzima. Kala sinenqabe ngisahlangana la nginika ukuthi sesingaphi i-challenge esilayo inansi ubekade esekela kakhulu njengeminister. Siyambonga kakhulu umongameli uPresident R.G. Mugabe.
Kukhona yini okunye kube yingxaki kumbe okunye nje ongazange kuhambe kuhle iZimbabwe engafunda kukho?
Engikunanzelele kube yingxaki ukuthi siprocess approves ukuqeda ukwakha ama facilities yethu, especially iwhite cities process approves okwenza ukuthi abantwana bangasaqalisi ngelanga okumele baqalise ngalo. Kuqapheleke ukubana khona amazwe aza hosta la ma-games baqalise ukulungisela kulesikhathi, ngoba kule misebenzi eminingi okumele yenziwe ukuthi sithi get to ama-standards abefuna ngabeni imidlalo ebelikhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Lo umphathintambo obona ngezemidlalo Mnumzana Andrew Langa obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Ukuziphetha ezo suku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili.
Umsekeli kamongameli Mnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuba ngumongameli welizwe ngelinye usuku usala iphethe intambo zombuso umongameli Robert Mugabe ekukhefu.
Amalunga ebandla le-MTC Renewal Team athi ahlaselwe kabuhlungu ngamalunga ecele le-MTC ngempelasonto abhaxa ebulwa kakubi.
Sizwe umphathintambo wezemidlalo Mnumzana Andrew Langa esithi eZimbabwe liphumelele kakhulu ukuphatha kuhle izethekeli ebezivela emazweni alichuma wezwekazi le-Afrika ezizwe emncintiswaneni wemidlalo yabasakhulayo e-African Union Youth Games.
Hayi ke kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguNtungami Linkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga silichiya ku-Studio 7 Live Talk.